Kutub Shahi Tombs Complex Part 1, Hyderabad, India. The great use of life is to spend it for something that will outlast it. William James. If the architectural grace of Pyga tombs were for sub-royalty, the Kutub Shahi sultans deserved extraordinary excellence. The necropolis spans a 130-year period from 1543 to 1672. It is one of the few documented Indo-Muslim dynastic complexes, with over 30 tombs and 20 mosques, 4 stepwells and 6 ghusl khanas, mortuary baths. Buried here are 5 of the dynasty's 7 sultans along with 4 other members of the royal family. The tomb complex is in 2 distinct parts. One which has the tombs of the first 5 sultans and the other which has the royal mosque, a stepwell, bath, tombs of the 6th sultan, Begums, royal physicians and the unfinished tomb built for the last royal of the dynasty. Design of Ibrahim Bagh Garden, Necropolis. From the founder, Clay Kutub Shah's tomb to that of its last ruler Abdullah, the complex is unique in its showcase of the progress of Kutub Shahi architecture. Each of these tombs depicts a style prominent in the era of construction. Clay's tomb, 1543 AD, the first in the complex, carries forward the architectural legacy of the Bahmanis. The tomb of Muhammad Clay, 1612 AD, the 5th ruler, is Iranian in design whereas that of the 6th King Sultan Abdullah, 1672 AD, showcases the distinct Kutub Shahi elements. A singular feature of all the mausoleums is a square platform and grand arches. Each of these has gardens, small mosques, and unmarked graves surrounding them. Recent excavations brought out a beautiful enclosure wall, built in the 16th century, surrounding the tombs of the first and second rulers. The founder and his usurper. Referred to as Badi Malik, Lord. On the inscription on the tomb, Clay Kutub Mulk. The founder of the Kutub Shahi dynasty, lies in one of the simplest tombs within the complex. Nashkan Talk script calligraphy on the black stone grave is all it has. The platform outside the main tomb has 21 other unmarked graves. Next to it is the small tomb of Subhan Clay Kutub Shah, his grandson. The distinct tomb of the second sultan, Jamshid Clay Kutub Shah, is to the west of his father. He murdered his father and blinded the natural heir, his elder brother, Qutbuddin, not unprecedented in Islamic history. This tomb is two-storied but devoid of any inscription. The other structures are of black basalt. This one is not. The rightful heirs. The 4th ruler, Ibrahim Clay Kutub Shah, had to escape to Vijayanagar to avoid persecution by his brother Jamshid. His exile led him to adopt a Telugu name, Malki Barama, and marriage to a Hindu poetess, Baji Rathi. He remained away for 7 years and returned after the death of Jamshid and his son, Subhan. He was the first Kutub Shahi ruler to use the suffix Sultan. The inner burial chamber has 2 graves and the outer platform, 16. Inscriptions are in Thilith script. Popular during the time. His son and successor, Sultan Muhammad Clay Kutub Shah, born of Queen Baji Rathi, ruled over the Deccan for 31 years and is the founder of the city of Hyderabad. In my previous posts, I have written much about the architectural wonders he created. The monument he rests in is the grandest in Ibrahimabad. A flight of steps takes one to the cenotaph while the actual grave is in the basement. The cenotaph has an inscription of Persian and Nask scripts. To the west of this monument, within the enclosure wall, is the mausoleum of Kulsum Begum, granddaughter of the 5th Sultan. The facade has 3 arches, and 2 minarets decorated in stucco. The grave bears no inscription. From here, I stepped outwards of the necropolis that houses the crypt of the other dynasts. Other prominent courtiers of the time, the Grand Mosque, and the only intact stepwell and bath. See you next week, with more on these structures.